Sky High. It was one of those days where television channels suspended all other coverage but the news. Some terrible tragedy had occurred, gripping the heart of the nation. And as I was driving that afternoon between one errand point and another, I happened to pass by a local church and saw an unusual sight in their manicured lawn. The American flag had been lowered to half-mast in honor of those who had been devastated most personally by the events. It hung there limply, almost in shame and sorrow, looking weaker than usual, less proud, humbled. But flying next to the stars and stripes was another flag on another flagpole. And this flag, the Christian flag, was still stationed at the highest position on the mast, all the way up to the golden knob at the very peak. I'm sure it wasn't the first time these flags had flown from different heights, side by side like that, but it was the first time I'd ever noticed it. And the contrast startled me. It had me straining my neck as I drove past, struggling to keep my eyes on the road and on this striking imagery at the same time. The American flag was lowered, but the flag honoring our faith was not. And I couldn't seem to stop turning to see it. Those flags made an enormous spiritual statement that day, one that I'm certain caused the demons in all of hell to tremble. Those flags said in vivid red, white, and blue what the Bible makes clear in black and white. No matter what, God is still in charge. So why are we so quick to lower our flag of allegiance and confidence in Him when life hits us hard? What causes us to keep our worries and concerns flying high? The wind-whipped flags of our circumstances and issues, while simultaneously yanking down His flag from its deserved peak position. We worry for our families, for our kids, for the kind of world our grandchildren will grow up in one day. We despair over the trends and the divorce rate and the trillion-dollar deficit. It's all too much. Everywhere you look, everywhere you turn. Well, no, not everywhere we turn. Look to Him. Keep your pledge of holy allegiance intact. Continue believing in His sovereign ability. Stop limiting His power to a box that's much too small to contain His power. Keep the flag of your faith flying high. No matter what, He is still in charge. All authority and power are still in His hand. So keep your head up and turn in the right direction. Yes, turn and see and believe. Now to Him who is able to do exceeding abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. To Him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever.